This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Domestic Fuel. And today I am with Roger Stroud, who is with LG Tech. Roger, how are you?
Good morning, Joanna, or should I say good evening, your time?
Well, Roger, I really appreciate you joining Domestic Fuel. We were just talking earlier that you live in Perth, Australia. I'm quite jealous living in Iowa right now. So there's a bit of a time zone change, but from what I can tell from the outside, it seems like a fabulous place to have built your company.
Well, it's an interesting place, Perth, Western Australia. It is the centre of our the mining and oil and gas activities for Australia. They often call Perth the Houston of the South, and it has that sort of, for some strange reason, Western part of continents often have that sort of innovative entrepreneurial spirit or flavour, and Perth is no different.
Well, Roger, it sounds like you have that also. So can you tell us, just give us a little bit of background about LG Tech?
Sure. LG Tech, in terms of, let's say, the formalization of a, or a corporatization, has been in existence for about 5 years. In terms of the concepts, probably about 10 years. And in terms of a listed company, approximately 2 years. The whole concept of putting together, let's say, a development program to look at algae specifically was something that came along when I met Earl McConkie. Earl's an American, Virginia actually, originally. He lives now in Atlanta, Georgia, and has a Dow Chemical background, amongst other companies, but predominantly Dow Chemical in terms of his training as a chemical engineer. And we felt that we've both been involved in the biofuel industry for about 12 years. I instigated a development of a plant in Northern England, which is still in existence with biodiesel, and various other plants around the world. And Earl and I met when we were looking at putting one into Houston. Back in 2002, we met in Boston. And so we just slowly worked on the concept of looking for other feedstocks other than vegetable oil. Now, no shortage of vegetable oil up in places like Iowa, I would think. But the whole idea of food to energy, you know, vegetable oil from the crops, is not what you'd call sustainable. So we were looking at something that could be more sustainable, and algae seemed to be the outcome. However, to come up with such a solution required a lot of study, because it is not an easy issue. It sounds easy, but and you can grow algae in the ponds and so on. But what we wanted to look at was an outcome which was, let's say, a significant bulk outcome. In other words, fuels, possibly food. And these are big volume outcomes. It means that you must produce the algae for cents a litre, whereas a lot of the pond solutions, which are predominantly the focus of others in the industry, you'll need dollars a kilo or dollars a litre to make it work. So, however, in the last 5 years, we're confident we've come up with solutions which will allow us to do it for cents a litre, and hence we have been talking about product outcomes such as jet fuel, biodiesel, vegetable oil itself, and with the biomass at this stage, we're predominantly talking about high protein stock feed. However, there's no reason why there aren't other biomass outcomes out there which may help us upgrade the income stream for that particular option.
Well, Roger, let's talk a little bit. From an outsider looking at it, it seems to me that you are absolutely one of the leading companies in this sector, if not the leader. And you're producing, if I understand, you are producing algae-based biofuels, jet fuel, and the things you've listed. So talk a little bit about where you're at, and it seems you have a very unique technology and some of the things that make your technology stand out.
Well, I guess, Joanna, yes, we are different. Let's say we're different. And so it gets to the extent we're different, we stand out. There are a lot of people out there aspiring to be algae winners. And as I said, the majority of them are looking at open pond type solutions. And hence, they, to the extent the product outcome may be a fuel, a sort of a bulk outcome, they are looking towards genetically modifying the algae. We think that's just not the way to go. There are others looking at pipes and various other ways. I think most of those will come up with products, but they'll tend to be more the higher end value products and lower volumes. We stand out because we're looking at a photobioreactor, in other words, an enclosed system, in our case, 40-foot shipping containers. And we're just confident with the outcome. Now, having said that, we are still going through that commercialization curve. So we have a demonstration or a third-party validation system underway at the moment, south of Sydney in New South Wales, Australia. And we hope that's completed before too long. And we have had some successful outcomes with our research and development facility in Atlanta. And hence, from those products, we've been converting to jet fuel and other appropriate products.
So, Roger, so what are some of the successes you had in 2012? 2012 looked like a really great year. It seemed like a lot of the work you've been mentioning that's been ongoing now for close to 10 years has really come full circle. So what were some of the highlights for 2012?
Gosh, 2012, so long ago. I guess one of the highlights would have to be the fact that we commissioned our plant down in Nowra after a lot of hard work, and that was commissioned by the Minister for Resources and Energy, Chris Hartcher from New South Wales, which is one of our largest states. It's probably one and a half times the size of two times the size of Texas, and that was a very significant milestone for us. We've also entered into a relationship with a group called Holcim, with the second largest cement manufacturer in the world, and we're working with them on a development procedure in Sri Lanka, Ceylon, it used to be called, south of India, and that is an ongoing program. We also have entered into an MOU with Lufthansa, and we're looking at developing a positive outcome with jet fuel with Lufthansa and building some sort of facility in Europe. Other outcomes, we're in continuing discussions with a Chinese group. We've also completing a feasibility at this stage for a commercial outcome in Brazil out of Sao Paulo and in the sugarcane district with one of the largest millers down there. And we're also talking to a group in Texas at the moment completing a feasibility for a commercial facility in Texas. Also in New South Wales, we're talking to a large power group about a commercial outcome there. And although we have yet to announce it, we are talking with one of the world's largest engineering groups about engaging with them on a collaborative basis, and they will help us both manufacture and operate commercial facilities on a global network. They're in 73 different countries in the world. We are a small company, Joanna, and we are trying to punch above our weight, as small companies try to do, and we very much have a global outcome. We're very keen in particular on the Brazilian and the North American endeavours, and but with this international group, they'll take us into Asia, Middle East, and Europe.
So, Roger, I had originally sort of hypothesized that was being in Australia one of the reasons why you've seen so much success. It sounds a lot of our companies in the United States struggle until they actually leave the country and go elsewhere, but yet you have a very strong partner here in the state. So what do you think sort of has been that formula, that recipe that has been so successful for your company?
I think Australia is an interesting place because although we're a large continent, and in fact we're in area, we're larger than the US if you don't include Alaska, but we've got a population about the size of Florida. So we tend to be on the outside looking in, whereas I guess in the US you tend to be on the inside looking out because you're so large and diverse and large. I mean, you're a very, very, you're the world's most significant economy. So I think there's less desperation or less urgency. Whereas for us, it's very important to, we can't just look at the local economy. We have to look at the global economy. We have been lucky enough and I guess I'd have to say innovative enough to have networked well in many ways, and networking has helped us achieve our outcomes to date, and we'll continue to work very assiduously on that project, on that program. I guess the other issue is you work 24/7. You think and breathe it, and you just keep going for it, and keep going for it. I guess tenacity is the word.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you'd mentioned some of the accomplishments that you've had and some of the things that you're looking at here in the future. Are there any particular projects that you're really excited about for this year? I know you mentioned Brazil being one area that you're very interested in North America. Which ones do you think maybe, you know, will happen first or further along than others, I guess?
Well, we're very hopeful of being able to fund and start both Brazil and Texas by mid this year, and with a bit of luck, New South Wales by about the same time. Now, those three projects are all significant projects, and in three, I think important economies. Obviously, Australia's the smallest of the three. Brazil now is the sixth largest economy in the world. So. And as the Brazilians say, is the head of the snake as far as South America is concerned. So I don't think we want to over-prioritise other than to say those three particular programs are very important to us to have a picture case in North America in a state like Texas, I think is extremely important for us. And that will allow us then to expand through North America, which is such a significant opportunity, especially with the announcement of the dollar US gallon support for algae type fuels. And also, I guess, because the president's even mentioned the word algae and is keen to see people pursue that outcome. The amount of carbon dioxide that's emitted in the US is very, very significant. And so we see that as an opportunity. And obviously a lot of people who are emitting it see us as the opportunity for them to diminish that particular problem that they increasingly have, especially with the influence of EPA, the EPA getting very strong on that issue. So a lot of work to be done this year, but we're very hopeful that during this year we'll kick a lot of goals and be, in many ways, Joanna, a very different company by the end of it. But I guess we're going through that growth phase where that's hopefully inevitable.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, from the outside, like I mentioned earlier, from the outside looking in, it's very exciting to watch the development of your company and to see the momentum that you seem to have that other companies lack. And when people start looking at companies in the US in particular, you mentioned the dollar per gallon tax credit, but the country has struggled with the advanced biofuel development. And I think I look at your company and I think others are looking at your company and thinking maybe you can help overcome that and get product to market. And hearing about your projects in Texas is very exciting for me personally, because I think you know, I hate to say, but I'd like to say I told you so to the people who don't think that this industry can do it.
Well, never say never. As far as we're concerned, we don't see any impediments to us achieving our outcome. Now, sometimes the timetable may be pushed in or pushed out, or pushed out in particular. However, we're focused on our task, and we believe we can achieve a profitable outcome given time. And I think the very fact that governments are now starting to support some of these initiatives, not us specifically, but the algae industry, says to me that as an industry, we're sufficiently on the radar that the political process sees that we're worthwhile supporting.
Well, I agree. And with that, Roger, I want to have you promise to keep in touch with us and let us know as things develop. You know, I'm very interested in letting other people know about your progress as well.
Joanna, much appreciate your time and being able to talk to you. Hope to catch up with you when I'm in the U.S. sometime.
Wonderful, definitely. Thanks, okay. Roger.
All the best, Joanna. Bye-bye.
Bye.